How's everybody doing tonight? This is the Savior, aka the Troubled Youth Station, I guess, the podcast or whatever. But right now, I just want to talk a little bit about money, I guess, and greed, and or maybe actually, you know what? You know what? No, not yet, not yet. I'm gonna talk about me and my channel first, and my podcast first. Because I want to make things clear. Now, what I mean by troubled youth is when I was young, a lot of shitty things happened to me. It's a lot of bad things happened to me, you know. And as I'm growing, I'm about to graduate from high school and move on to a higher level music industry, hopefully. If not, I'm gonna be an actor. If not, I'm gonna be something to where I can enjoy myself in. And if none of that works, I'm going to college for psychology. All right, now that you guys got a little bit of a background about what I'm gonna do, because that's gonna be useful for whoever. I don't know if that is gonna be useful, but it's to give you the insight about why I'm speaking right now and why I'm doing this. So, I'm gonna explain who I am in a different episode, but on this one, I just want to say a few more things about what I'm doing before I go into who I am. And what I'm doing is basically I'm making music on my own time, along with school, along with work, along with other things. And for right now, I'm doing this because I want to see what I can do for the people, by the people, you know, some shit like that. I don't know, to be honest. But what I do know is that life is crazy. And you can't predict it. You can't change it. Well, you can change it. You just have to live through it to change it. That's the only way you can change it. But after you pass that second, after you pass that minute, hour, day, month, year, it's gone. Like, you're never getting that back. The second it's gone, it's gone. And that's probably one of the most frightening things for a youth today, because with all the technology and all of the and just these amazing things that are coming to the future, we just don't know how long or how much we matter, not how long, how much we actually matter. Because who needs three kids when you got a whole set of music? I mean, this is me, but who needs three kids when you got a whole set of studios and guitars and skateboards and like stuff like that, you know, childish things, right? So like, this is a far-fetched idea for me, though. I'm not gonna lie, I've never thought of this until this very second. Everything I'm saying is coming off my mind as I'm going. But what I'm saying is basically, eventually in the future, it wouldn't be a bad idea to just stop making people. You know, like, we have a lot of people on our planet. We really don't need that many people. If we downsized a bit and really just started focusing on like improving the world around us rather than trying to improve each and every one of us ourselves, then maybe we'd make huge discoveries, huge imprints on ourselves and things like that, like bioengineering and stuff. And I'm only saying this because I've heard from many, many kids around my age say we're getting overpopulated, and the border and the wall and Trump and all that fun stuff. Well, screw all that. Like, fuck, like, we sure, you can build a wall if you want. Sure, you can make it out of fucking steel, you can make it out of concrete, you can make it out of fucking wood for all I care. It's still just a wall, you know. Like, there's still a way to get through it, there's still a way to get around it. Like, we have to be able to get over there just in case there's a thing going on over there that impacts us, you know. So there's not like, it's not like a wall is really gonna do shit, you know. Plus, we want them to come to our country for some fucking reason, but that's just a child talking, right? But we want them to come to our country just in a very specific and legalized way, so to speak. Yet, every time we leave our country, we leave at least a station or two for us in their country. Yet, most of them probably don't even know about, or they do, and we just blackmail the shit out of them. Anyway, I don't want to go too much into this because I'm actually waiting on somebody. So, yeah. That's kind of like a rant, I guess. And I hope somebody hears it because it's cold and it would be a waste of time. Yeah, so thank you. Once again, this is Savior on the Troubled Youth.